Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff, subbing for Michael Collins Piper tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I have all kinds of things to talk about tonight. Mike asked Mark Glenn to ask me to be on the show so that Michael could get away and do some things in the research department. We've got so many things to talk about tonight that I don't know exactly where to begin. Wheat disease has cropped up in Iran. Are Monsanto and Bush utilizing a brand new form of germ warfare against the IRI regime in Tehran? We'll examine some of F. William Engdahl's research on this topic this evening at globalresearch.ca. A lot of UK coverage of the Robert Kennedy assassination in 1968, by the way. Was there a Mossad connection to the CIA and the anti-Castro Cuban agents, now known to have been present in the Ambassador Hotel ballroom in Los Angeles at the time of the June 1968 murder of RFK? And should Barack Obama be sweating? We might cover that one a little bit tonight. We might take a look at my recent letter to Attorney General Mukasey on the Al-Arian case. I have not received a reply from the Attorney General, except for the usual automated thing indicating that the Department of Justice had received my note. And then, of course, we might also look at some of the latest laughs from Jerusalem, courtesy of John Hagee and John McCain. You know, when you get into this whole business of Hagee and McCain, it begs the question as to how many of us out there want to see more American young people dying in a war for empire in the Middle East. When we start examining this entire situation, what's particularly curious to me, of course, is that Michael Collins Piper has already done an excellent job in the American Free Press of covering the financial links of the John McCain political empire, tracing to McCain's current wife, of course, and to her father, Jim Hensley, and Hensley's links to Meyer Lansky and to Edgar Bronfman. There you have it, folks. That's all you need to know when it comes to why John Hagee would be this close to John McCain and why our old friend Joseph Lieberman, who was, of course, Al Gore's running mate in 2000, would now be flacking for John McCain. What is going on here? Clearly, the Jewish lobby has every bet covered in regard to this election coming up in the fall, especially with Hillary Clinton and with John McCain. And I'm sure Mr. Obama must recognize by now that he's going to have to do some pretty heavy dealing if he's going to be in a position to actually be nominated and to actually be elected in November. Which gets back to the fundamental question from 1968. What did exactly happen to Robert Kennedy in the Ambassador Hotel ballroom in Los Angeles? Why is it now that 40 years later the British press is covering this event in terms of naming some of the specific names of people who were in the ballroom that night, who represented constituencies that might have had something to do with the death of John F. Kennedy, and who might have had something to do with what happened to Senator Kennedy that night in the kitchen at the Ambassador Hotel? Michael Collins Piper, I think more than anyone else I know, has really put the final punctuation mark on what we know about the Kennedy assassination. And yes, folks, there was an element of the CIA that was involved in it. Yes, folks, there was an element of the anti-Castro Cuban exile community that was involved. And yes, mobsters like Sam Giancana of Chicago and Santos Trafficante of New Orleans and Johnny Roselli of Miami were very much involved with what happened to JFK on November the 22nd, 1963. But there's an additional element that comes into play in this, and it's Meyer Lansky. Michael Collins Piper, of course, in his book Final Judgment, shows that Meyer Lansky was basically at the top of the power pyramid when it comes to the American mob. Meyer Lansky was the top of the pyramid as well in terms of the Jewish crime syndicate. Meyer Lansky had a direct line to David Ben-Gurion, the Prime Minister of Israel. And the real story, as Michael Collins Piper, of course, has already pointed out in Final Judgment, is that the demise of JFK had everything to do with Israel's nuclear program. What happened to RFK? Could it happen to Obama? We'll cover this and other topics when we come back. This is Mark Dankoff coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network, subbing for Michael Collins Piper. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Reports are coming in from all over North America about wild MPG.
My 97 Honda Civic went from just over 31 miles per gallon to over 50 miles per gallon.
My 98 Plymouth Breeze went from just over 38 miles per gallon to over 77 miles per gallon.
My 95 Ford F-150 went from 12.7 miles per gallon to 33 miles per gallon.
It's not a hybrid. It's not an electric. Wild MPG is an inexpensive modification that gives you incredible savings, a cleaner engine, better performance, more horsepower, less dependence on foreign oil, and better gas mileage.
Far better gas mileage.
Find out more at wildmpg.com.
Wild MPG means more money in your pocket.
The Wild MPG kit is absolutely guaranteed to increase your gas mileage by at least 50%, or the cost of the kit will be refunded to you. Visit wildmpg.com.
WildMPG.com.
Welcome to the revolution in fuel economy technology. WildMPG.com.
This is Mark Dankoff, subbing for Mike Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you have a call for me tonight, you can buzz me at 1-800-313-9443, which reminds me that I need to get the callers page up in my studio. It's a good thing that I have a good long-term memory, can actually recall what the caller's number is. It's been a long time since I've been with most of you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I've been away attending to all kinds of family matters. I've had a great deal of illness in my family recently, as some of you know. So I've taken the last two or three months to help out where all of these various problems were concerned in my extended family, as well as taking care of my own congregation in South San Antonio. Come down and see me, by the way, at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, which is at 130 Saipan on the south side of town. You can find us at www.ilcsa.org. That's www.ilcsa.org. And you can get some good, presumably good liturgy and good Orthodox Lutheran theology, if that happens to be your thing, on Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings down there. Back to some of what we were talking about before the break. Of course, we've been examining this whole business of the Kennedy assassinations, which have been a topic with us low these last 40 to 45 years. Most curious, isn't it, that as we examine John McCain, that he has a link, a direct link, through his wife's financial empire to the late Meyer Lansky and also to Edgar Bronfman. And it's very curious, isn't it, that the American Israel Political Action Committee continues to be very favorable and very friendly, not simply to Mr. McCain, but also to Hillary Clinton. I would suspect that there's going to be a lot of interesting things that are going to happen leading up to the Democratic National Convention and then subsequently the Republican National Convention. But once again, folks, we can be absolutely clear about one thing, and that is that the folks that actually run this country's political processes and that run the news media and run the educational system are very much ongoingly in the driver's seat. If that sounds cynical, then so be it, but I think that this is exactly where we are. One of the stories that is most fascinating to me that's come out just in the last couple of days is one by F. William Engdahl. I've been in contact with Dr. Engdahl in the past. He lives in Europe. If I'm back on RBN in the not-too-distant future, you can guarantee that I will be having him on as a guest. Take a look sometime at globalresearch.ca. Michael Chosadovsky, the very fine editor of globalresearch.ca, has been a past guest of mine on RBN. But F. William Engdahl is very much a frequent contributor to that very fine website. And Engdahl has come up with something that I think is really, really fascinating and very terrifying, talking about a wheat killer fungus that has cropped up in a number of places around the world, and interestingly enough, has now wound its way to Iran. Is this a coincidence, or are we looking at something that might involve some internecine warfare and that might involve some very, very serious biological and genetic manipulation in the way of biological warfare? Engdahl says that a deadly fungus known as UG99, which kills wheat, has likely spread to Pakistan from Africa, according to reports in the British New Scientist magazine. If true, that threatens the vital Asian breadbasket, including the Punjab region. The spread of the deadly virus, stem rust, against which an effective fungicide does not exist, comes as world grain stocks reach the lowest in four decades and government-subsidized bioethanol production, especially in the USA, Brazil, and the EU, are taking land out of food production at alarming rates. The deadly fungus is being used by Monsanto and the U.S. government to spread patented GMO seeds. Stem rust, according to Engdahl, is the worst of three rusts that afflict wheat plants. The fungus grows primarily in the stems, plugging the vascular system, so carbohydrates can't get from the leaves to the grain, which shrivels. In the 1950s, the last major outbreak destroyed 40% of the spring wheat crop in North America. At that time, government started a major effort to breed resistant wheat plants, led by Norman Borlaug of the Rockefeller Foundation. That was the misnamed Green Revolution. The result today is far fewer varieties of wheat that might resist such a new fungus outbreak. The first strains of UG99 were detected in 1999 in Uganda. It spread to Kenya by 2001, to Ethiopia by 2003, and to Yemen when the cyclone Gonu spread its spores in 2007. Now the deadly fungus has been found in Iran, and according to British scientists, may already be as far as Pakistan. Pakistan and India account for 20% of the annual world wheat production, according to William Engdahl. It is possible, he says, as the fungus spreads, that large movements could take place almost overnight if certain wind conditions prevail at the right time. In 2007, a three-day wind event recorded by Mexico's International Maize and Wheat Improvement Center had strong wind currents moving from Yemen, where UG99 is present, across Pakistan and India, going all the way to China. The International Maize and Wheat Improvement Center estimates that from two-thirds to three-quarters of the wheat now planted in India and Pakistan are highly susceptible to this new strain of stem rust. 1 billion people who live in this region, and they are highly dependent on wheat for their food supply. These are all areas where the agricultural infrastructure to contain such problems is either extremely weak or non-existent. It threatens to spread into other wheat-producing regions of Asia and eventually the entire world, if not checked. Engdahl then goes on to discuss the World Grain Forecast coming out of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. Interestingly enough, there's one sentence in this discussion of Engdahl that is highlighted here. He says that growth in the use of agricultural commodities as feedstock to a rapidly increasing biofuel industry is one of the main drivers in the outlook and one of the reasons for international commodity prices to attain a significantly higher plateau over the outlook period than has been reported in the previous reports. The FAO warns that the explosive growth in acreage used to grow fuels and not food in the past 3 years is dramatically changing the outlook for food supply globally and forcing food prices sharply higher for all foods from cereals to sugar to meat and dairy products. The use of cereals, sugar, oil seeds, and vegetable oils to satisfy the needs of a rapidly increasing biofuel industry is one of the main drivers, says William Engdahl, most especially the large volumes of maize in the U.S., wheat and rapeseed in the EU, and sugar in Brazil for ethanol and biodiesel production. This is already causing dramatically higher crop prices, higher feed costs, and sharply higher prices for livestock products. Ironically, Engdahl says, the current bioethanol industry is being driven by U.S. government subsidies and a scientifically false argument in the EU and the USA that bioethanol is less harmful to the environment than petroleum fuels and can reduce CO2 emissions. The arguments have been demonstrated in every respect to be false, Engdahl says. The huge expansion of global acreage now planted to produce biofuels is creating ecological problems and demanding use of far heavier pesticide spraying, while use of biofuels in autos releases even deadlier emissions than imagined. The political effect, however, has been a catastrophic shift in world grain stocks at the same time that the EU and the USA have enacted policies which drastically cut traditional emergency grain reserves. In short, it is a scenario pre-programmed for catastrophe, one which has been clear to policymakers in the EU and the USA for several years. That can only suggest that such a dramatic rise in global food supply is intentional. Is intentional, says Engdahl. UG99 is a race of stem rust that blocks the vascular tissues in cereal grains, including wheat, oats, and barley. Unlike other rusts that may reduce crop yields, UG99 infected plants may suffer up to 100% loss. Engdahl then goes on to note something very, very curious here. He says that one of the consequences of the spread of UG99 is a campaign by Monsanto Corporation and other major producers of genetically manipulated plant seeds to promote wholesale introduction of GMO wheat varieties said to be resistant to the UG99 fungus. Biologists at Monsanto and at the various GMO laboratories around the world are working to patent such strains. Norman Borlaug, the former Rockefeller Foundation head of the Green Revolution, is active in funding the research to develop a fungus-resistant variety against UG99, working with his former center in Mexico and also with the ICARDA in Kenya, where the pathogen is now endemic. So far, about 90% of the 12,000 lines tested, says William Engdahl, are susceptible to UG99. That includes all the major wheat cultivars of the Middle East and West Asia. At least 80% of the 200 varieties sent from the United States can't cope with infection. The situation is even more dire for Egypt, Iran, and other countries in immediate peril. Even if a new resistant variety, says Engdahl, was ready to be released today, it would take 2 or 3 years seed increase in order to have just enough wheat seed for 20% of the acres planted to wheat in the world. Work is also being done by the USDA's Agricultural Research Service, the same agency which co-developed Monsanto's Terminator seed technology. In his book, Seeds of Destruction, William Engdahl documents, as he puts it, the insidious role of Borlaug and the Rockefeller Foundation in promoting patents on food seeds to reduce global population. The spreading alarm over the UG99 fungus is being used by Monsanto and other GMO agribusiness companies to demand that the current ban on GMO wheat be lifted to allow spread of GMO patented wheat seeds on the argument that they are UG99 stem rust resistant. Interesting stuff here from F. William Engdahl at globalresearch.ca. He's the author of Seeds of Destruction, The Hidden Agenda of Genetic Manipulation, published by Global Research. He is also the author of A Century of War, Anglo-American Oil Politics, and The New World Order. New World Order continues to move forward, folks. McCain, Clinton, Obama, which of the three is going to carry the torch for the New World Order after January? We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff broadcasting live on the Republic Broadcasting Network from San Antonio in place of Michael Collins Piper. Stay tuned.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is Mark Dankoff coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, filling in for tonight for Michael Collins Piper. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press gave me a call this afternoon. I had taken my dad to his kidney dialysis, and Mark buzzed me up and said, "Hey, can you take Mike Piper's show tonight?" And I said, "Yeah, I think I can do that." So it gave me an opportunity to squeeze in three or four other things earlier in the day that I had planned on doing this evening in order to be with you tonight. But it's a real privilege to be back on the Republic Broadcasting Network on a guest basis. And Mark Glenn and Michael Powers of RBN and I have had some conversations about my coming back to RBN. On a part-time basis, I don't think I can give you 15 hours a week anymore the way I was before because of my overall situation. But I would like to come back for an hour or two a week, and it's conceivable that that might take place on the weekend. So we'll see how it plays out. But at any rate, it's always a privilege to be on this network, and it's a great privilege to be on the Michael Collins Piper show, because clearly Mike is one of the real giants in this business. And I'll have some things to say before the show ends, hopefully, about the real right as opposed to the phony right. I don't know how many of you have been following what's been going on in the Constitution Party recently. And I was the Constitution Party's U.S. Senate candidate in Delaware in 2000 against Thomas Carper and William Roth. And got a lot of publicity up in the northeastern part of the country at that time. I was on CNN on several occasions, and the Delaware media covered me surprisingly well in regard to giving me plenty of coverage. There was one guy up there with one newspaper, of course, that didn't like me, that referred to me as the ambassador plenipotentiary of the Texas gun lobby in the U.S. Senate race in Delaware, which I got a real kick out of. But nonetheless, on the whole, the media gave me quite a bit of coverage up there at that time. And I learned a great deal about not simply the major parties, but also the third parties. A lot of talk about Alan Keyes becoming a presidential candidate with the Constitution Party. Constitution Party people have been writing me informally on this for some period of time, asking me for public comment on it. I've made my feelings known about Alan Keyes on a number of occasions in the past. Mr. Keyes may be a person of goodwill. I don't know him. He is obviously a major player in Republican politics. He is also the ex-college roommate of William Kristol, neocon par excellence. And Alan Keyes, according to Joe Sobran, and I believe this, was the neoconservative movement's stalking horse in 1996 in ensuring that Pat Buchanan did not win the Iowa caucus. Alan Keyes, I think, is a neoconservative. Alan Keyes has very strong links to the Israeli lobby. I think the Constitution Party is absolutely playing with fire by even talking about the possibility of Keyes being nominated as their presidential candidate. And to me, it sends exactly the wrong signal to constitutionalists around the country, people who would support a Pat Buchanan or a Ron Paul, that they should support this guy, Keyes, or Jerome Corsi is another name that comes up. Dr. Corsi had been on my RBN show several times in the past. He's a fine gentleman. He has a PhD from Harvard. He's written a lot of good things about the North American Union that have been on WorldNet Daily. But like Alan Keyes and like Joseph Farah, it's very clear that Jerome Corsi is close to Israel. He's close to the Israeli lobby. He has talked on several occasions about his very close relationship with a number of high-ranking members of the Israeli Knesset. Enough said, folks. I don't think America First, constitutionally oriented people need to be supporting folks who may talk a good game, but when the day is completed, find themselves in bed with the very people who, in my judgment, have been moving America away from the Constitution and toward a new world order. I don't care whether you're talking about the news media or you're talking about the Federal Reserve Board and central banking, or you're talking about a foreign policy that is based on the support of a Jewish presence in Palestine to the exclusion of virtually anything else. These are not constitutional policies. They are not America First policies. And it seems to me that if Alan Keyes winds up as the Constitution Party candidate for president, that we will see the internationalist movement having infiltrated what Howard Phillips began very nobly and very honorably in 1992. I'm not out to attack Keyes personally. He may be a very fine guy. I don't know, Alan. But I'm here to tell you that the link with William Kristol is very suggestive. Keyes' role in diverting votes away from Pat Buchanan in the Iowa caucus in 1996 is very suggestive. And clearly, when you see the things that are published with great frequency by Joseph Farah at WorldNet Daily, which involve things written by Jerome Corsi and Alan Keyes, as much as they say some things that the average conservative can take to his or her heart and hold dear, the fact of the matter is, folks, when it comes to Israel and the Jewish lobby, these guys are not our friends. I have a caller, Bud, in Fredericksburg, Texas. Bud, you still on?
Welcome home.
Yeah, good to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, it's good to hear your voice, too, and I hope that you work out that at least one hour a week anyway. I know it might be backtracking a little bit, but I hope no one finds Monsanto is responsible for that stock rest or whatever it is. Because I think it might end up that way.
Bud, stay on the line. I've got to take a break, and we'll bring you up again when we come back. This is Mark Dankoff coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, filling in for Michael Collins Piper. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
We're back. This is Mark Ankoff coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network, filling in tonight for Michael Collins Piper. Always a honor and a privilege to be on Mike's show. I've been a guest on his show once or twice, and of course, this may mark maybe the second time that I've been a guest host for him. I really don't remember, but he has always been so gracious to me over the years, sending me free copies of his books, giving me ideas for my own articles and so forth. He's just a great guy, and it's a real honor to be back on RBN tonight, especially under his auspices. We had a caller, Bud, from Fredericksburg. Bud, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, sir.
Like I said, a little sarcastic, I guess. It would be a terrible thing if Monsanto were found to be responsible for that, stock rust or whatever it was.
Yes, this wheat rust.
Yeah, wheat rust.
Yes.
It would be, like I say, it would be unthinkable for Monsanto to be blamed for that, I think.
Well, you know, the thing that strikes me, Bud, as I was reading the F. William Engdahl story last night, if I was a member of Congress and had any degree of integrity at all and was reading something like this, I think I would be discussing in the cloakroom with some of my colleagues, looking into this kind of story a little bit further. Because it seems to me that there are a couple of different things potentially going on here that are highly disturbing. One, of course, is the attempt, real or imagined, Let's give Monsanto the benefit of the doubt. I can't prove that this is a conspiracy on their part, but there's enough circumstantial evidence there that I think some congressional hearings are warranted. This whole business of having transnational corporations controlling such basic things as food supply is a very, very serious matter that the United States Congress really needs to take seriously. The other angle on this story that Engdahl develops on the globalresearch.ca site is where he looks more specifically at what is now going on in Iran. You know, it seems to me, of course, that when you start talking about these CIA drones, you know, flying over Iran and taking pictures and so forth, and these reports that have appeared in Buchanan's American Conservative talking about American and Israeli and British paramilitary types engaged in operations in Iran in places like Azerbaijan and Khuzestan province. And then you add to it these naval deployments and some of this bellicose talk coming out of the administration, it begins to look particularly dire when you add to it this talk about the possibility that a Western corporation could be involved in spreading this so-called UG-99 as a means of conducting warfare on behalf of two or three Western governments by different means. I mean, this is pretty serious stuff.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, when you think about it, this is where we are at this particular point in history. And I think that, you know, once again, the United States Congress has shown that it's completely comatose. They were comatose in the run-up to the war with Iraq 5 years ago. There have been a series of other things. We could talk all night about 1,000 different things that the U.S. Congress has simply allowed to pass that should have been looked into by a series of congressional committees, and that should have eventually wound their way to the full floor of the House and the full floor of the Senate, but it never seems to happen. So you've got a situation where, whether it's an illegal executive order or it's stories coming out about illegal surveillance operations that are getting around the FISA courts, or this business now, as Engdahl talks about it, where you've got this wheat killer fungus and the suggestion that it might be manipulated and that it might have a connection to a corporation's desire to spread a particular kind of wheat around the world that they control, we need some degree of further look into all of this. But because of the folks who obviously own corporate media in the United States, it's not likely to happen.
Well, Mike, I agree with you. It's so good to hear your voice again. And as I said, I hope you come back to visit us or have a regular program on the weekend in the future.
Yes, I thank you very much, Bud. And I hope I'm back with RBN in some capacity in the not-too-distant future for an hour or two. And I'm going to redouble my efforts if that does happen to ensure that I'm bringing the best guests I can possibly get to the RBN listening audience, and one of those, I'm sure, will be F. William Engdahl.
Well, you have a nice evening, Mark.
Thank you, Bud. God bless you in Fredericksburg.
He always does. He will. He will continue to.
Great town. I love it very much.
Yes, very much so. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Another caller, Jim in Texas. You're on the line with Mark Dankoff, subbing for Michael Collins Piper. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello, Mark. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to hear your voice. What's going on?
You've accidentally stumbled upon an expert on Monsanto because I worked for him for almost 32 years. I retired from Monsanto. Okay.
Uh-huh. So what's your opinion
Monsanto,
of the story?
And I didn't work in the agricultural division, which you're talking about, but I know the history of Monsanto. Very few people know that Monsanto was founded on stolen patents from the German chemical manufacturers for saccharin in 1904. Okay, they were tied up in courts at the time of the First World War, and, you know, just coincidentally, all those suits were dropped after the First World War when Germany lost the war, and they were allowed to continue to produce saccharin. They also stole the patent for aspirin, At the time I joined Monsanto in 1964, Monsanto produced 80% of the aspirin made in the world. A lot of people don't know stuff like that, but I do because I work for them.
Yes, and I'm profiting by your knowledge because, frankly, I have not extensively researched the Monsanto Corporation, and I'm sitting at the feet of the master, so to speak, and listening to your information tonight along with the other listeners.
And Monsanto, as their entire career, has been tied up in courts. That's what they specialize in, is in courts. But in the latter part of my term at Monsanto, which is almost 32 years, that they decided they were getting out of the chemical business and they were going to concentrate on biotech, or agriculture and biotech, which is the same thing. And this is why we got all these lawsuits and all this stuff you were talking about with the seeds that don't reproduce and you have to buy them every year. That's their method of operation. It always has been.
Well, I tell you, it's a particularly terrifying thing when you read F. William Engdahl's posts at globalresearch.ca and contemplate the possibility, and I say the possibility because I can't prove this, but I have a very, very queasy feeling that Monsanto may be working hand in glove with some of the neocons in the Bush administration to ratchet up the pressure on Iran. I mean, you know, we've had this coverage in recent days, of course, in the New York Times and in the Financial Times and the Wall Street Journal about the various things that the United States government is doing to make life difficult for Iranian banks. And then there are all the military deployments, covert and overt, that we've been reading about in recent months. And then, you know, you come across a story like this, where this so-called wheat killer fungus clearly could threaten the food supply of that country. It really makes you wonder if that's simply a tragic accident or if there's something going on here that involves manipulation, not simply by Monsanto, but potentially by some of these neocon types in the National Security Divisions.
Did you know that Clarence Thomas worked for Monsanto for several years?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, before he became a member of the Supreme Court, he worked for Monsanto. I don't know, that doesn't speak too well of him, in my opinion. But also, in the late 1980s, or around 1990, somewhere in there, I was still working for him at the time, Monsanto bought out a drug company called G.D. Searle. Okay?
Yes.
And the president of G.D. Searle, which merged with Monsanto at the time, was a fellow named Shapiro. Imagine shock, amazement, okay? And about four years later, he became president of Monsanto. And Mr. Shapiro decided at the time he became the chief operating officer of Monsanto that they were not going to be a chemical company anymore. They were going to be a biotech company, which is with the seeds and all the stuff you're talking about. It all falls into line. It was all planned, and the whole thing is obvious to anybody. Well, very few people know that because I was on the inside, so to speak. But this is how it all came about. And since then, they've been producing their seeds, their special seeds. You have to buy them every year. You can't use seeds from your crops. They don't make any. So every year, anybody and some poor farmer in India has got to buy their seeds every year to grow his crop.
Well, okay. I tell you, as FDR once said, nothing in politics happens by accident. And I think that what we're clearly seeing here, Jim, as you enlighten all of us as to the whole history of the Monsanto Corporation, is once again this hand-in-glove cooperation between a transnational corporation on the one hand and the central government on the other, or a series of central governments. In this case, I'm thinking about our own government, as it may relate to what's going on in Iran. And this is terrifying business. And, of course, it is something that needs to be examined by the American people. It may have everything to do with why we are so despised around the world. Mr. Giuliani apparently doesn't read any of these articles, but for the rest of us, looking at this kind of manipulation of other people's economies, manipulation of their economies to the point to where their lives and livelihoods and the lives of their family members are threatened, It really does not do a great deal for America's popularity in the world, which presumably in the Middle East and Central Asia right now is probably right around zero.
And Monsanto is also the corporation that was responsible for the, I forget the initials they called it by, but it enhanced cow's milk by like 40 or 50%. They produced more milk, but the Europeans wouldn't buy it, and they had like a 20-year court fight to allow people to buy that enhanced milk from the cows with Monsanto's chemicals that they gave them. It's all a part of the same strategy, the same thing that they've been doing since, actually, in my opinion, it started in the early 80s when they switched everything. They used to be just a basic chemical company, which didn't bother anybody, but they completely changed everything.
Interesting, interesting business. Boy, I tell you, I have learned a great deal tonight, Jim. And in terms of other things, if you drop me a line at my email address, cramfolknad, which is Mark Dankoff spelled backwards, cramfolknad@hotmail.com, I'd like to be an ongoing dialogue with you about this Monsanto business. It would be very, very interesting to me to learn more.
Well, I would, but I'm too busy, tied up, going up to San Antonio every weekend to go to Hagee's church up there, so I can listen to my true mentor, so to speak.
God help you, Jim.
I know. God help you. You live in San Antonio, the same town with that character.
I think God may have known what he was doing when he put me in a congregation that's on the south side of town with Mr. Hagee on the north side of town.
You couldn't be far enough away from him if he was in Nome, Alaska, and you were in New Zealand. That's still not far enough away, okay?
Well, that's true, and if John McCain is elected as President of the United States, God forbid, between Avigdor Lieberman in Israel and John Hagee, we ought to have ourselves a real good global war going in 6 months.
Right, and the point is that the American electorate should realize which one of the three sock puppets do we want to vote for, because they're all three sock puppets. It doesn't make any difference which one gets in there. They're all controlled by the same group.
That's right.
The ones that assumed control of Monsanto was Mr. Shapiro in the early 90s. The same group. It makes no difference. We're all in the same boat. And until we realize that, there's no hope for us, so to speak. I'll let you get on because you must have other callers on there. So I've tied up enough of your time. But listen, it's been good talking to you again, Mark.
Yes, and I hope we get a chance to talk further, Jim, when I'm back on RBN in some capacity here in the not-too-distant future, hopefully.
Hopefully that'll be the case. As you know, I used to talk to you when you were on before.
Yes.
Before you became a devotee of Reverend Hagee and you were forced off or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. That must have been what it was.
Yeah, when you were a guest speaker 3 weeks in a row at his Cornerstone Baptist Church there in Northern San Antonio, I guess that's what done you in. So,
if I had been a guest speaker at his church, I'd have at least have a little cash to show for it, Jim. So, you know, you might talk to Hagee since you're the one with the inroads to John and ask him to send some money my way.
I have no inroads to John except I'm a big admirer of his, as you are.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'll talk to you later again then. Okay.
Thanks, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
We have another caller, Don in Oregon. You're on with Mark Dankoff live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Go ahead, Don.
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good, and it's really a pleasure to hear your voice again. I, for one, this is a call for a vote of confidence and a vote to get you back on the air. I miss your early morning broadcast and your format. I found them to be most enlightening. And, it's a shame because I think that Republic has missed you as well in as far as what you brought to the table, so to say. I don't know what else to say other than, you know, you're missed by me as well as a few others, so.
Well, I really appreciate that, Don, and I know Mark Glenn and Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths and Michael Collins Piper and Hesham Talawi, among others, have been urging me to get back into the hunt again with some print commentary and also to be on the radio again with RBN, at least part-time, and I really felt as I prayed through it and thought about it that with everything going on in the world right now, that it was time for me to re-engage and to put in my own 10 cents worth and trying to help with the larger movement, because particularly in the wake of the what appears to be the end of Ron Paul's presidential effort, we've really, as a movement, have got to redouble our efforts, because as Jim was saying, the previous caller, we have three sock puppets running for president. The Israeli lobby and the New World Order folks are firmly in the driver's seat. And those of us who want a constitutional republic again and who want to control our own destiny and who want to have an America First foreign policy again and want the federal government and all of these agencies of world government to get out of our hair, we simply are going to have to fight a lot harder to preserve what we have, because as it stands now, the hour is very late.
Well, I agree with everything that you said, and keep up the good fight, and please get back on the air.
Well, when Michael Powers gives me the go-ahead in terms of when he'd like to have me on, I'll sure be back. Thank you very much, Don.
Thank you.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, filling in for my good friend Michael Collins Piper. These last couple of minutes of the show, I would like to read something that I have sent to the Attorney General of the United States. You can read the full text at Al Bawaba in Amman, Jordan, my website there, Mark Dankoff's America, in Amman, Jordan, at Al Bawaba, the Middle East Gateway. Many of you have followed this Dr. Sami Al-Aryan case, where a gentleman convicted of exactly nothing in the American courts finds himself in an American prison. This is what I said to the Attorney General of the United States in a letter of the 13th of March, 2008. I think we need to take this letter to heart, not simply in terms of Dr. Sami Al-Aryan, but what it means for the constitutional rights of every American as those are being threatened by what is happening at the behest of the Israeli lobby. I wrote the Attorney General as follows. Dear Mr. Mukasey, I write you today to request that Dr. Sami Al-Aryan be freed from his federal detention center effective immediately. I became familiar with the Al-Aryan case through interviewing Dr. Al-Aryan's wife, Nayla, for a radio broadcast aired on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I have also followed the details of the case through news updates provided by the Washington Report for Middle East Affairs and other agencies. As I see it, the two salient points are as follows. First, Dr. Al-Aryan has been convicted of absolutely nothing in an American court of law. The lion's share of the federal charges against him were rejected by a jury of his peers in the state of Florida. While the remaining charges against him resulted in a hung jury, it is noteworthy that the vast majority of the sitting jurors voted for complete acquittal on these accusations as well. Let me be absolutely clear about who it is that writes your office today. I am an Orthodox Lutheran pastor and a Pat Buchanan Republican. I am an endowed life member of the National Rifle Association. My father is a retired United States Air Force colonel with 32 years of active duty service to his country. No credible person this side of Fox News and the Weekly Standard would possibly accuse me of being anti-American or pro-terrorist. As one who is proud to be an American, I am, however, pro-Constitution and pro-Bill of Rights, which means that I possess the constitutional presumptions of individual innocence until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, the sustenance of habeas corpus, and the rejection of the acceptability of the physical and psychological torture of suspects. The Al-Aryan case is especially noteworthy since the complete absence of adherence to said constitutional foundations in this specific instance is not simply a threat to this man's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but a potential threat to the life and liberty of any American accused of subversive activities and crimes minus due process of law, the domestic machinations of the Israeli lobby notwithstanding. Let your office and the Congress of the United States work to restore our most basic and cherished principles as Americans. The American public has had enough of Patriot Acts, the Military Commissions Act, NSA warrantless electronic surveillance, and the insistence of the current presidential administration that it retains the prerogative to employ any form of surveillance or surreptitious entry it so desires against anyone in this country, without regard for the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, provisions for judicial review, and the foundational presuppositions of the Founding Fathers. And let this entire recovery of what we once stood for in the land we love begin with the release of Dr. Sami Al-Aryan. Sincerely, Pastor Mark Gankoff, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, San Antonio, Texas. Folks, let's write Mr. Mukasey and get on him in regard to this Sami Al-Aryan case. This man's life and liberty depends on it. The life and liberty of his family depends on it. And fundamentally, your rights and my rights as Americans depends on demanding that this nonsense be stopped. This is Mark Gankoff signing off from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My thanks to Michael Collins Piper for having me on as a guest host this evening. I look forward to seeing the rest of you and hearing from you on an ongoing basis real soon. God bless you. Good night.